ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 15 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड पार्ट 5 वर्सेस 46 थ्रू 50 दि फोर कुमारस ग्लोरिफाई नारायण। The Kumaras said, Our dear Lord, you are not manifest to rascals, even though you are seated within the heart of everyone. But as far as we are concerned, we see you face to face, although you are unlimited. These statements we have heard about you through the ears from our father, Lord Brahma, have now been actually realized by your kind appearance. We know that you are the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, who manifests his transcendental form in the uncontaminated mode of pure goodness. This transcendental eternal form of your personality can be understood only by your mercy through unflinching devotional service by great sages whose hearts have been purified in the devotional way. Persons who are very expert and most intelligent in understanding things as they are engage in hearing narrations of the auspicious activities and pastimes of the Lord, which are worth chanting and worth hearing. Such persons do not care even for the highest material benediction, namely liberation, to say nothing of other less important benedictions like the material happiness of the heavenly kingdom. Kamang bhava sva vrijanaya nirayeshu na stach cheto livad yadi nute padayo rameta vachas chanas tulasibad yadite angri shobha pur yeta te guna ganaya yadi karna randra. O Lord, we pray that you let us be born in any hellish condition of life, just as long as our hearts and minds are always engaged in the service of your lotus feet, and our words are made beautiful by speaking of your activities, just as tulsi leaves are beautified when offered unto your lotus feet. And also, as long as our ears are always filled with the chanting of your transcendental qualities. O Lord, we therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your eternal form as the personality of Godhead, which you have so kindly manifested before us. Your supreme eternal form cannot be seen by unfortunate, less intelligent persons, but we are so much satisfied in our mind and vision just to see it.
Om Ajnana Chimarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Hiti
namin Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nasyeva 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 Gachiranyata Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nithai Goranga Goda Hari Nithai Goranga Goda Hari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigor Bhaktavrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigor Bhaktavrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Here, the four sages, Sanat Kumar, Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sanaka, are described as actually sincere devotees. Although they had heard from their father, Lord Brahma, about the personal feature of the Lord, only the impersonal feature, Brahman, was revealed to them. But because they were sincerely searching for the Lord, they finally saw Narayana's personal feature directly, which corresponded with the description given by their father. Thus, they became fully satisfied. Here, the four Kumaras expressed their gratitude because, although the four Kumaras were foolish impersonalists in the beginning, by the grace of the Lord, now they could have the good fortune to see Narayana's personal feature. Another significant aspect of this section is that the sages describe their experience of hearing from their father, Lord Brahma, who was born of Lord Garbhodakashayi Vishnu directly. In other words, the disciplic succession from Krishna to Brahma, and from Brahma to Narada, and from Narada to Vyasa, and so on, is accepted herein. Because the Kumaras were sons of Lord Brahma, they had the opportunity to learn Vedic knowledge from the disciplic succession of Lord Brahma. And therefore, in spite of their impersonalist beginnings, in the end, they became direct seers of the personal feature of the Lord. Here it is admitted that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the last word in understanding the Absolute Truth. Even though the four Kumaras were instructed by their great learned father, Brahmaji, they could not actually understand the Absolute Truth. They could only understand the Supreme Absolute Truth when they personally saw the personality of Godhead with their own eyes. In other words, if one sees or understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the other two features of the Absolute Truth, namely impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, are automatically also understood. Therefore, the Kumaras confirm, "You are the ultimate Absolute Truth." The four sages offered their humility to the personality of Godhead because of their having been haughty in cursing to other devotees of the Lord. Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers who checked the Kumaras from entering the Vaikuntha planet, were certainly offenders, but as Vaishnavas, the four Kumaras should not have cursed Jai and Vijay in anger. After the incident, the four Kumaras became conscious that they had done wrong by cursing the devotees of the Lord. And so the four Kumaras prayed to the Lord that even in the hellish condition of life, their minds might not be distracted from the engagement of service to the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. These four Kumaras, or four devotees, prayed to the Lord that although they might go to hell because they had cursed devotees, the four Kumaras might not forget the service of the Lord. The transcendental loving service of the Lord is performed in three ways, with the body, with the mind, and with words. Here, the four Kumaras pray that their words may always be engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord. One may speak very nicely with ornamental language, or one may be expert at controlled grammatical presentation, but if one's words are not engaged in the service of the Lord, then such words have no flavor and no actual use. The example is given here of tulsi leaves. The tulsi leaf is very useful, even from the medicinal or antiseptic point of view. Tulsi is considered sacred and is offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. The tulsi leaf has numerous good qualities, but if it were not offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, tulsi could not be of much value or importance. Similarly, one may speak very nicely from the rhetorical or grammatical point of view, which may be very much appreciated by a materialistic audience. But if one's words are not offered to the service of the Lord, they are shrama, useless. The holes of the ears are very small and can be filled with any insignificant sound. So, how can they receive as great a vibration as the glorification of the Lord? The answer is that the holes of the ears are like the sky. As the sky can never be filled up, the quality of the ear is such that one may go on pouring in vibrations of various kinds, yet it is still capable of receiving more and more vibrations. The devotee is not afraid of going to hell if he or she has the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord constantly. This is the advantage of chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one may be put into any condition, but God gives one the prerogative to chant Hare Krishna. So, in any condition of life, if one goes on chanting, he or she will never be unhappy. The four sages were impersonalists in the beginning of their spiritual life, but afterwards, by the grace of their father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras understood the eternal spiritual form of the Lord and felt completely satisfied. Finally, a particular word was used in this section, anatmanam, which signifies those who have no control over their mind and senses, and who therefore speculate and want to become one with the Lord, Such persons cannot have the pleasure of seeing the eternal form of the Lord.
Recorded May 6, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.